Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday, January 26, 2017 Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. And Jean-Pierre Wolf, Chair, and I'd like to welcome everyone. And we will start with a roll call, please.
Jean-Pierre?
Present.
Dr. Monica Hunter? Absent. Michael Johnson?
Present.
Bruce Delgado? Jeff Young?
Here.
Jane Gray?
Present.
Cervantes?
Here.
Let the record show that Bruce Delgado was here, but his microphone is off.
All right, thank you. And by way of introduction, we'll have a couple of statements, but we have this morning an educational field trip located at El Estor Wastewater Treatment Plant at 520 East Yanonali Street in Santa Barbara. And so I think for the protocol, you have a statement to make. Mr. Robertson?
Thank you, Chair Wolf, and welcome to Santa Barbara. So just as a preamble, when we have agendas that afford us a little more time, we're trying to pack them with informational items, educational items that help the board better understand their work and the work their staff do. As Chair Wolf mentioned, we're headed to the City of Santa Barbara's El Estero Wastewater Treatment Plant. The purpose of this tour is to educate and inform board members as to how the city treats and recycles municipal wastewater, and then to better understand the city's attempts at diversifying their water supply during the drought and long term. And on a larger context, we're sort of challenging the notion of what is waste or what is wastewater here, and starting to re-envision it as a diversification of water supplies. And we see this throughout the region, not just here in Santa Barbara. A few rules for our trip and announcements. There will be no water board action or voting taking place during this tour. We will be taking minutes of the tour, of the discussion that occurs as this is a public meeting. To that end, because of this, we request that the board members refrain from any site conversations, that there only be a single conversation, as though you were at the dais, such that it can be recorded and heard by all. Photos are fine. Taking photos are fine. We ask that they be transmitted to staff such that they can become part of the record. And then as a timekeeping goal, we need to be back here at or before 12 noon, because we have a closed session and then we have a full agenda this afternoon. Did you want to add anything?
So this is Tamron Austin, counsel for the Water Board, and just to be clear on the record that the board is planning to be in closed session during the lunch hour, and we'll be discussing pending litigation items number 1, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12 on the agenda.
Question. So I take it during the field trip we can ask questions. You just don't want any discussion, side discussions between board members or anyone else?
Correct. They couldn't be heard by all.
Okay.
Because this is an open meeting. Yeah, but questions are fine.
Question. I assume that we'll recess for the transit over there and kind of formal, so just, it's hard for us to keep our mouths shut all the time. So I assume we'll recess and then reconvene, so we know when we're on the record and when we're not.
So the normal rule.
It's kind of a confession.
It's taking a fifth, right? So the normal rules would apply when you are together as a board outside of the board session. You're not talking about board matters. So if you want to chat about the weather and how Lake Kachuma is doing, those are great topics. Oh, John says that's a wobbler. Okay, so don't talk about Lake Kachuma. But if you want to talk about Jane's wardrobe and her ski outfit, that's all fair game. Okay.